Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the Spotlight this morning, it's the Ceres Community Project, who are having a benefit concert on July 11th, holding classes, and looking for volunteers. I'm here with Communications Director Deborah Romelli. Good morning, Deborah.
Hey, Charlie. Great to be here.
Thank you for joining us. Ceres Community Project is having a benefit at Osmosis Day Spa in Freestone, Thursday, July 11th from 6 to 9. Tell us about the event.
Well, if your listeners have been to Osmosis Day Spa Sanctuary, it's a beautiful and unique setting in Freestone. And this concert will actually be in their outdoor meditation garden, which is a Japanese-themed, beautiful garden. It's going to provide a catered dinner by Ceres. Our teen chefs will be out there cooking and serving. There's a wine reception that starts it off with wines from Davis Family Winery. And then Brightside Blue, this wonderful folk duo with virtuoso guitar. They're out of Nevada City, and they will be doing this acoustic concert outdoors. So what a beautiful evening, and all the proceeds will benefit Ceres Community Project. And the proceeds help us to deliver meals to people who are going through a serious health challenge like cancer. And the neat thing about Ceres is all those meals are made by teen chefs and gardeners who are learning about the benefits of whole foods cooking, learning how to make a healthy meal from scratch, learning the skills they need to get and keep their first job, and giving back to their community.
Lots going on with the community project. It's very beneficial to the whole community, and it would be a great chance for anyone who's maybe not familiar to see what you guys do at, like you said, the beautiful setting of Osmosis Day Spa. July 11th, 6 to 9 p.m. Tickets are $65 per person, and you can go to osmosis.com or call 823-8231. Besides this cool event on July 11th, you guys have a lot of classes coming up. Sounds like a packed summer. Tell us what is going on at Ceres.
It is a packed summer. So a big part of our mission is educational, and we do offer classes to the general public. We do that at Ceres locations, through Sonoma County Library branches, and also at the Forestville Wellness Center and at the Sonoma Valley Community Health Center. Mm. We've got a couple great classes coming up there. One is on June 26th at 5:30, Foods to Fight Inflammation. So if you're dealing with any kind of a health issue that has inflammation at its root, like heart disease or diabetes, or you want to keep your risk of getting those diseases lower, come and learn with us. All of our classes include a food demo, include tastings. They're a great way to just be in a supportive community setting and try some new foods. Those classes are free. We offer them once a month in Spanish and once a month in English, and people can find out more by going to svchc.org.
Excellent. There's also, sounds like a great fermentation class, Wednesday, July 17th at the Ceres Kitchen. Maybe you could tell us more about that one.
Well, our executive chef, John Littlewood, is quite the kitchen alchemist, and he has been experimenting with fermented foods for quite a few years now, is really passionate and knowledgeable about them. So he'll be leading a two-hour class, teaching people how to make sauerkraut, giving people samples of water kefir. They'll look at kimchi and all sorts of interesting fermented foods, which, of course, are really rich in probiotics and great for health, as well as being delicious.
Absolutely, yeah. And you mentioned that you do a lot of classes with kids, teaching kids. Are there any kids' classes coming up that we can tell people about?
We just wrapped up a bunch of kids' classes for preteens at the Sonoma County Libraries, mm-hmm. and we generally will have another round of classes in the fall with them, although those are not yet scheduled.
Got it.
But for kids to get involved, teens who are at least 14 years old and at least in the eighth grade can come and volunteer in our teen chef program, either in the garden or in the kitchen or both, and learn about cooking from the ground up. And that's a great way to give back to the community, meet new kids. We have kids come from over 65 schools in Sonoma and Marin County. And summertime's a great time to get started, but that program runs year-round. And those teens are ably supported by adult volunteers. We are always looking for volunteers. We couldn't do the work that we do, delivering 110,000 organic, nutrient-dense meals a year without the hundreds of sets of hands of volunteers. And so to learn more about that, we have monthly orientations at our Sebastopol and Santa Rosa kitchen. You can learn all about volunteering and sign up for one of the orientations at Ceres Project, CeresProject.org.
Excellent. Yes, get involved. Go see Brightside Blue at Osmosis Day Spa and support Ceres Community Project July 11th. Deborah, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Charlie.
Again, I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.